Hello, and welcome back to SaaS Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Brian and Mary, and this is episode 135.
And we're in the Sweet 16. Woohoo! Woo! How's your week going so far, Brian?
Well, it's going pretty well. Some notable things happened this week. You and I both put our names down on the, the COVID vaccine lists, a bunch of lists are like, alert me when stuff is available.
Well, because we both became qualified in this most recent tier and phase that started last Wednesday. So
right. So we got some alerts. We were like, because there's like a scramble. There's a limited amount of people. We're like, oh, in the middle of the day, we're like,
everyone's pretty well aware.
Yeah, exactly. So we were like, coordinated it. We're like, let's do this. And so we got our vaccine first shot done.
We'll talk about that more later in the episode, but we're halfway vaccinated.
Halfway, woo! So we're pretty good. And then we also had March Madness starting this week. That's the big thing that we're also going to talk about later in the podcast. But those are the big events.
How about you got a haircut?
Yes, I mean, that's a little lesser on the scale of the events. That would be the third most important thing. I did get a haircut. It's looking very, very slick, I should say.
I just got a haircut an hour ago.
Yeah, I literally just came back from the barbershop, took a shower, and now I'm doing the podcast.
You went from work to get your haircut, now the podcast never ends.
Yeah, it never ends. And you know what? I took advantage of the fact that I'm living closer to like establishments. Last time I only had like really one good haircut option. I had like four haircut options now, and I was reading the Yelp reviews. I'm like, you know what, I can have someone mess up my, I basically asked them just cut it all off until there's about an inch. Anyways, it's hard to mess that up, but you'd be surprised. I've had some bad ones over the years. So I was reading the Yelp reviews. You get all a bunch of like crazy reviews, like, oh my god, I can see my scalp now.
And I'm thing is though, most of the time people on Yelp are only writing reviews because they got a bad haircut or whatever.
That is true.
They're not going to be so like, I got a good haircut, let me take some time out of my day and write a good review.
Yeah,
they're just as likely to happen. More likely they'll just tip well and then leave and then not write Yelp reviews. That's why all the Yelp reviews are probably,
Yeah, exactly. But other than that, just enjoying my sofa. I don't know if you guys have heard, but I'm going to rant about it a little bit more. It is literally the most comfortable sofa I've ever sat on. And I own it, Mary. Isn't that amazing? It's just great. And
I was asking Brian what his most prized possession was this past week, and he said it was his sofa, and I was like, really, out of everything?
Well, I don't know.
And he thought I meant only his furniture possessions. I was like, no, I never said that. I mean, out of all your possessions, what's your most prized possession?
I think the sofa might be my most prized possession. I don't know if I own anything more cool than this sofa. Like, beds are beds, but it's an L-shaped sofa, people. Okay, so this is fancy.
I know that's been your dream to get an L-shaped sofa for a while, and then someday you hope to own a U-shaped sofa.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're halfway there.
You've made it in life. But I'm pretty happy with the L-shaped sofa, and life's good. How about you, Mary?
It's been pretty good. I've just been crafting quite a bit and going on walks now that it stays out. The sun hasn't even set yet. Right now it's 7:15. So
it's
pretty nice.
Still bright out.
It's still light out. First day spring was over the weekend, so that was nice. But yeah, mostly just like, we'll talk about it. That's what we're going to talk about our weekend, basically. It was getting the vaccine and basketball.
Yep.
I didn't do anything else except I did do a craft while watching basketball. But anyways, wanted to start off with March Madness. We're in the Sweet 16, and it all started on, we'll start off with Gonzaga specific March Madness, and we'll talk about overall like upsets and stuff like that. Right. But first we won over Norfolk State. We won by quite a bit. We won,
Yeah, with a score of 98-55. So this was,
yeah,
this is exactly how we want to start the tournament. I'm like, I'm always nervous because, you know, there are a bunch of upsets that happened like prior to this game. And I'm like, uh-oh, please, this is our year. We cannot, we have to actually win this convincingly. We can't like win by like 5 or 10.
Well, we won by the most of any team in the first round. So. Right,
we won by 44 points. So much so, like they put in, I don't know exactly the time point where they put in, but they put in like all our third string players to get some NCAA tournament time, like I think at least with 5 minutes left.
Yeah, I mean, they put in Anton Watson, Aaron Cook, and they also put in Ben Gregg,
right?
Literally was in high school earlier this school year. So, I mean, that's pretty cool to be like 18 years old, have started your senior year of high school, and now you're the in the
trajectory.
NCAA tournament playing in a game. Like, what the heck? That's pretty fun. Right. There's also 11-day layoff between the games. So Gonzaga did start off a little bit slow because Norfolk State did have a play-in game. So they right. had kind of had, you know, a little bit of time to, you know, play against other people besides themselves. But we, it was a little scary for a few minutes, but then we got very far ahead. And so it was not stressful, which is nice because we probably will have stressful games later on in the tournament.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and just shout out to Corey Kispert, who scored basically 15 of his first, or 15 of his 23 points in the first half, which pretty much just pushed us into, you know, the comfort zone where we could all breathe easy. Cause, you know, by the end of the first half, it was 43-23. So we already had a 20-point cushion. And, you know, I'm sure, like I mentioned earlier, the bench was loving it because then they're like, ooh, now I get some playing time. Mm-hmm. And Anton Watson also, who's been, I feel like he's going to be a pretty big factor in our tournament run because usually you hear about Timmy, Kispert, Suggs, Ayayi, but Watson's mm-hmm. really, you know, improving, and he got 17 points for us in that game too.
Yeah. And then on Monday.
Yeah, that's right. They put it right in the middle of work. It was terrible.
It was at 11:40 a.m. And so, you know, normally people take their lunch break, 12 to 12:30, 12 to 1, something like that. But I didn't have any meetings on Monday afternoon. So I took a late lunch break and I took my lunch break from 1:15 to 1:45. So I could watch the end of the game at least.
Organizing your life around Gonzaga basketball.
I mean, in college they would like cancel class and, you know, that just doesn't happen in the real world. So I had to, at least I didn't have any meetings. Like that would be difficult if I was like, you know, trying to focus, but luckily this game was not stressful. Either.
I thought it was stressful. I don't know about you.
Well, it was stressful for a bit, but by the time like I started watching it, we were ahead by enough.
I watched it like on and off, and the points where I watched it at first, it was like the first 5 minutes, we were down by like 9 points at a time, and I was like, oh gosh. But you know, we have a lot of time, but sometimes like it's hard to make back leads in the tournament sometimes because people, you know, use a lot of the time before they take a shot. So you know, we're down by 9. I'm like, oh gosh, Mary must really be dying over there. But but we, you know, we caught up. You know, we ended the first half pretty solidly with a score of 46-34. And then after that point, we pretty much held like a 10-point lead or 10-15-point lead the rest of the way.
During the first half of the game, we were shooting 56.7% from the field.
Yeah, that's really good.
Pretty impressive. But also Drew Timmy basically captured the hearts of the nation with his mustache and his headband. I mean, we've known his facial hair and his headband all season long, but he's kind of gone crazy on the internet ever since this past game, especially. He had a really, really good game on Monday. He scored 30 points and 13 rebounds and, you know, really led the team. Corey Kispert had a bit of foul trouble in the beginning of the game, so mm-hmm. he didn't play quite as much at the beginning. But Drew Timmy really took the team on his shoulders and really, it was impressive.
Yeah. And that was his career high. So what a time to have a breakout game where, you know, a game where you never know what's going to happen. The stars took over for us.
Well, at the end of the game, he was in an interview that I watched and the interviewer was like, hey, I was talking to your mom earlier today. And she said that if you won the game, you were going to shave your mustache. And he was like, oh, this is the first time I'm hearing about this. And he was like, well, I think that my mom will let me keep my mustache because I played such a good game today. Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny.
The mustache is a little weird, but whatever works for him, honestly, whatever gets us the tournament, you know, he can, what is that, a handlebar mustache, right?
Yeah.
He can let the handlebars, you know, keep on going down. They could touch the ground for all I care. He could look like some monk. But yeah, whatever works for him. That's what I say.
Yeah, so that was a very good game. And also just, this is the sixth year in a row that Gonzaga has been in Sweet 16. So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's quite an accomplishment.
And itself. Our next game is on Sunday at 11:10 a.m. So.
Right, and yep. We're playing against Creighton.
Yep, Creighton, Price. Another Jesuit school. There's three Jesuit schools in the Sweet 16 this year. There's also four Pac-12 teams in the Sweet 16 this year. So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
But there has been tons of upsets. I don't know. I feel like there's been more upsets than normal. There's always some upsets, but so many extremely close games, overtimes. And I've watched quite a few of them. But, I mean, I think it was extra hard for the NCAA to seed the teams this year because everyone had such, you know.
Disjointed schedules, right?
Yeah, some people had to take breaks. Play
the right amount of games either, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it was extra hard for the NCAA to actually seed the teams. And so maybe that might be a reason why there's been so many extra upsets. But also, everyone's just extra happy to be able to play the tournament this year. So, you know.
Yeah, and there are no perfect brackets for sure. I didn't check where I was in our SAS Stories and Sarcasm.
Yeah, I'll go standard. Through it right now, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for right now in first, as of, you know, the first and second rounds are now over and the next round starts on Saturday. But as of right now, my Aunt Betty Lou is in first place, and then my friend Emily, second place, Elise, third place. My mom, fourth place. Brian, fifth place. Hannah is also in fifth place. And then I'm tied for seventh place with my dad and my coworker, Michelle. And then in 10th place is Nick. And 11th place, Aunt Franny. But, you know, all can change.
All can change in, you know, the blink of an eye.
And I was watching it change constantly over the weekend. I was like, oh man, I'm doing so well. And then, like, you know, one team that I had going a long way loses. And
yeah, for some reason I had UConn, like, I don't know where they went, but I think they're elite eight or pretty far. And, you know, they lost their first game. So,
well,
you know,
didn't even realize that you had picked them until halfway through the game. And you were like, oh crap.
Why do I have the worst team, you know, advancing? So I'm like, oh, I was freaking out. I'm like, oh no, this is gonna take a lot of points, because, you know, it hadn't hit yet, because, you know, the points update, you know, once you reach that certain round, and there's no way UConn will advance to, you know, the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight. They didn't even advance to the round of 32. So I'm every consecutive round I'm gonna lose out on points because they're not gonna be there. So we'll just see. I need to hold on maybe and hope for the best. But yeah, this is a fun, you know, our little bracket competition so far. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. And also just wanted to go over some other upsets that we watched. Well, the biggest one with the biggest spread was 15 seed Oral Roberts played against number 2 seed Ohio State, and they won by 15 points. So that's the highest spread that's, you know, had an upset. Followed by Oregon, number 12, Oregon State versus number 5, Tennessee, had an 8.5 spread. I mean, and then Oral Roberts won again against Florida. Yeah,
there was just a one-off, and they just had like a really good game. They continue to win, so they're the 15 seed. They beat the 2 seed, Ohio State, like you said, Mary. And then they went on to beat the number 7 seed, Florida, which, you know, now they're in the Sweet 16. That's pretty amazing. And then also another notable team is number 11, Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the number 6 San Diego State, and then they beat the number 3 seed West Virginia. I swear there has to be some sort of like record of like underdog teams just advancing, because I feel like, you know, there's always some madness in March, but this is like a lot of madness.
Well, also Abilene Christian played against Texas, and, you know, that was a crazy game. Also, there's just been, I feel like, almost every game, thankfully none from Gonzaga so far, but most of the games we watched have been extremely close finishes.
Yeah. And this is what we were missing last year. And it's just, this year's been extremely, you know, entertaining and Oh, I can't believe I survived having an entire year without March Madness.
Well, that thing is, like, last year on the podcast, we were like, oh, at least we have March Madness. We just have to stay at home. No big deal. And then it was canceled. And we're like, okay, what are we supposed to, like, even without COVID, like, that's what we would have done in March anyways. And so we're like, what are we supposed to do? Is all, everything in our lives have been flipped upside down. You know, everyone's staying at home, working from home, blah, blah, blah. Can't even watch, like, there's not even any sports on TV. So at least this year, you know, we're still semi stuck at home, but at least there's March Madness.
Exactly.
It makes me extra thankful for it too. You know, just something to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And before we move on, I just want to, you know, call out by my favorite player of the tournament so far, who's not on Gonzaga, but favorite players other than Gonzaga's, of course, who unfortunately they lost their most recent game, but Abilene Christian has someone that is 5'7 on their team.
Your height.
it's basically my height, which it's just so inspiring, Mary. And you know, I just remember there was one play where, like, there was a out of bounds play, or like the ball went out of bounds and there was like a dead ball and they're getting ready to inbound it again. And instead of one of his teammates high-fiving him, he just palmed the top of his head. I'm like, oh, that's embarrassing. Oh no. But yeah, it's inspiring to see 5'7 people playing basketball.
I mean, Brian, you tried out for the club basketball team in college, so you know you were almost there, but you were
so,
like,
close.
You were like, if I had made on the club basketball team, everyone would have just rubbed me on the head like that if they're all much that much taller than me.
Yeah, like, probably. I hadn't considered that.
So maybe, you know, that's the reason why you didn't make it on the team. It was a good thing.
Yeah, you know? I don't need my head palmed.
Another player that I thought was had a funny tattoo. He was on Florida, number one, and he has a tattoo of the emoji 100 on his shoulder. And it looks like it's Photoshopped on, but like he was walking by and on the TV and I was like, wait a second. So I looked up their team photo and I found him. I just thought it was really random.
Yeah, that is random. And, you know, I was like, how did you find this? And I guess you just happened to be looking when he walked by and you just had to confirm. You're like, I recognize that.
I was emoji. Like, why does he have an emoji on his shoulder?
People get creative these days.
You know what? Whatever art, works. Mary. Drew art. Timmy has a handlebar mustache. This guy has an emoji tattoo.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
teach only their own.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Drew Timmy's mustache is going to become more and more popular as this tournament progresses, as more people start tuning into the Gonzaga games, as
you
there's
think,
fewer
you
teams.
Think, the young men throughout this country will start emulating that mustache, Ferry?
I don't know, but I feel like Gonzaga is always known for having wacky hairdos. Not, I mean, other teams do too, but I don't know.
We had Adam Morrison. That's
Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah.
People growing out their hair, like Rem. People just, they're like, we're not going to cut our hair till we lose a game type of thing.
Drew and then Shemek, who's bald.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was watching an interview with Shemek Karnowski on Instagram, and he's bald, like completely bald. And he graduated, I guess. Well, he technically would have graduated our year, but he stayed for an extra year until 2017. But I was like, it's only been 4 years. He must have shaved it himself. But still, I was like, not a good look. Yikes. He's only like 26, 27.
Poor Shemek. So I don't know if he has a GoFundMe, but thoughts and prayers.
Brian saw that and he's like, should we start a GoFundMe for him? Like, oh, poor guy. But he chose it. He's playing overseas basketball in Europe.
Yeah,
so
he's making
he's
money.
Okay.
He's fine. Yeah.
Did you know the American Heart Association recommends 150 active minutes each week to help with heart health? What if you could earn rewards just for being healthy? That's where Paceline comes in. Paceline is a free app that gives you rewards for exercising 150 minutes per week. Keep up a weekly streak and get even more rewards. Every week of your streak, the rewards vary. You can choose from gift cards from Amazon, Starbucks, Target, and more to discounts for products or services, and even donations to charitable organizations. Join me on Paceline. To get started, download the free Paceline app, connect it to your activity tracker, and use our referral code SSSPOD to start earning rewards just for being healthy.
Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.
Audible has an unmatched selection of audiobooks with titles from every genre. Audible titles play on nearly any device and allows you to listen to your favorite audiobooks anytime, anywhere.
You can even switch between devices and it'll play from where you left off. SaaS Stories and Sarcasm listeners can get a 30-day membership trial that includes one free audiobook of your choice.
Just go to audibletrial.com/SSS podcast to start your trial and choose your book today. Now, we also just wanted to talk about our experience getting the COVID shot. Again, we are qualified in this phase 1B tier 2 that opened on last Wednesday on March 17th. And so Brian and I signed up and got appointments on Saturday, and we got them at Lumen Field, which is the largest vaccination site in the country right now. I'm sure there'll be bigger ones that open other places eventually, but it was pretty surreal and very weird to get a shot in such a large setting. I know there's other big places that people are getting vaccines right now too, but usually I'm just so used to like sitting in the doctor's office, get a shot.
On one of those like doctor chair bed things.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a little different when you're, you know, surrounded by, you know, I don't even know how many people getting a shot at the same time, and everyone was very, very happy. There was free parking at Lumen Field, so it's easy, just walk in. They check you in, didn't have to wait at all. So it was very, very well organized.
Yeah, that was well done. Whoever's job to organize this whole thing, they deserve a raise, because that was super efficient. Like the whole process took what, like 20 minutes, Mary?
Well, probably like 25, because, you know, we got checked in for like 5 minutes, sat down with our nurses. The nurse who gave me my shot also happened to be a Zag. So got a bond on that for, you know, a few minutes. And later that day was Gonzaga's first game. So we're like, go Zags, when I was leaving to go to the observation area.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So got checked in, took about 5 minutes. And then we sat down at the tables to get our shots, took about, you know, 4 or 5 minutes. And then you had to go wait at the observation area, which again, is just like chairs and chairs of socially distant people.
Just to make sure you don't have like any sort of reaction.
Of course, I sit down and the guy in front of me passes out immediately and he falls off his chair. Everyone else is completely fine. We got the Pfizer vaccine, just so everyone is clear. I mean, I don't expect this to happen to anyone else, but I was like, of course, I happen to sit behind the guy. So there's medics crowding all around him. I was like, at least I have something to do for the next 15 minutes while I'm waiting here.
Watch this guy. See what's happening.
He turned out to be fine. He was sitting up in his chair by the time I left, but they had told him to just sit there for like 30 or 45 minutes, to make sure he's okay.
Right. And then we were both okay, just so you guys know that's definitely not the standard.
I was completely fine. We walk out of the event center, and Brian's like, wow, the world just seems so much brighter now that we're vaccinated. I'm like, no, Brian, it was cloudy when we walked in and now it's sunny. So it literally is brighter.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, I'm talking metaphorically. And I'm like, well, it's also literal.
Yeah. It was kind of cloudy. We walked in 25 minutes later. You know, the weather's been really wacky lately. It was super sunny, no clouds in the sky. And Brian's like, wow, the world is so much brighter when you're vaccinated. And I was like, well, kind of. I mean, it is, but it's also just because the weather changed in the 30 minutes we were inside.
Exactly. And you know, so we have to wait about, I think, 2 weeks till the next
3 weeks.
3 weeks until the next shot. You know, we had a little card signed, so saying that we had the first shot. So that's basically how it's going to work. And, you know, in terms of symptoms, all I really experienced was like a sore arm. It was a little hard to, you know, lift the arm over the head for the first 24 hours, but that's definitely worth it to get, you know, the shot. And, you know, I was like laughing with Barry. I'm like, I can't even lift my arm. But, you know, 24 hours later, totally fine.
Well, it took it easy on Sunday. I didn't do anything on Sunday. We just watched basketball all day. But, you know, Saturday, watched the Eastern Washington game first. Then we went, got our appointment, you know, our vaccine, and then we came back, waited an hour or two, then we watched the Gonzaga game. And so didn't really do anything else all weekend, but
that's true. It was very, very easy on the arm, but
well, we were just sitting watching games for a while. And then all of a sudden I like moved my arm, like, ow. And then Brian's like, oh, it does hurt. Like we hadn't moved our arms in a while. I hadn't
even lifted the arm.
And then on Sunday we like bumped arms at one time. We're like, ow. But then by Monday it was all fine. So
that might be a possible what it's going to be like for you guys. Of course, all results vary, so.
Yeah, they gave us like a sheet, but right now 25.9% of Washingtonians have been given at least one dose of a vaccine, and 14.8% have been fully vaccinated. So we are getting there.
That's great. And yeah. I know as a country, we have over a third vaccinated, over 100 million, and there's about 300 million people in the country. So, and then I didn't really consider this, but you know, some people are, you know, going to elect not to take the vaccine. So we're probably like, we don't have two thirds of the people left to vaccinate. We're, I don't know what it is, but it's, we're getting there. And I can definitely. Well,
did you hear about how Krispy Kreme, if you show your vaccination card, once you're fully vaccinated, you can get a free donut at Krispy Kreme.
So, oh, I was actually looking into that, Mary. It's not when you're fully, if for the Pfizer one that we have, it can be one, it's starting at one. So
okay,
it's pretty much as long as you started the process.
Oh, okay.
There's your free donut. Isn't that amazing?
COVID risk will be going down, but obesity risk will be going up all across America. It's also kind of sad that, you know, Americans have to be bribed to go get a vaccine just so they can get a free donut. But you know what? I didn't need to be bribed. I was.
Hey, it's a free donut a day, Mary.
No, I think it's one.
I think it's a day.
Okay. Well, whatever it is, like that's, if it's a day, then we're really, this country's really more in trouble than we were during this pandemic. Right,
I'll have to look that up, but unfortunately there are no Krispy Kremes around us.
I think it's, that's for the best.
Yeah. I totally would have cashed in on that. I'm not gonna lie.
Every day.
No, not every, maybe once a week, who knows? But it's too far away from me, so I guess.
If you were going into work and there was like a Krispy Kreme, you'd be like, time for lunch.
Yeah, on my way to work. Yeah, hey, exactly.
You're like, time to get lunch. I'll just grab a donut.
Yeah, exactly. I think that seems like a pretty good plan.
But anyways, that was very exciting. It was very surreal to get vaccinated and excited to get the second shot too. We're getting ours on April 10th. So pretty exciting, and mostly more exciting that the Zags are in the Sweet 16 and we are continuing forward. Just so happy about that.
Yeah. And then once again, tune in. It's going to be on CBS. So everyone should have that channel. If you have, if you have a TV or the computer.
If you have a TV or a computer. I think everyone has at least a TV or computer.
Yeah, there probably. You go. And it's on
or the, a phone.
Exactly. And then it's on the 28th and it's at 11:10 a.m. So
yep, against Creighton, and they are a 5 seed. Mm-hmm. So very excited. Go Zags. Hope you guys have a good rest of your week. And yeah.
See you next time.
Bye.